Census 1234 invites you to Get This with Tony Martin and Matt Quatermain.
Good morning, everybody. It is me, Tony Martin, and it is our man in Germany, Ed Cavalli.
Hello, guten Morgen.
Getting ready for that World Cup, and how about a round for Matt Quatermain?
Morning, everyone. Lovely to be here.
Actor, comedian, one half of the Empty Pots. Are they still going?
Well, Parko's doing the cage, pulling in some good breakfast money, and I'm looking after the kids. Is that still going?
Did you come here on public transport?
Yes, I did.
Love it.
Oh, you're kidding. The train got cancelled this morning.
Oh, really?
So the later train, the 7:34, was packed.
Yeah.
And I did that mistake of, like, it was a bit shaky and I held on to the roof. Couldn't get my hands back down. It was so
really?
I was cramping up all the way in.
Oh, look, you don't want to go in the cars. You're just wasting your time. People siphoning your petrol while you're stuck in a traffic jam.
And there was a guy on his mobile phone, and he was on speakerphone.
Oh, what were you hearing?
Oh, mate, he was very. He looked like a handyman, you know, very handy with his fists.
Right.
And it was very bizarre. He was talking to his girlfriend saying, oh, Yeah, you know, it's Cheryl Ann or something like that, and saying, you know, what about Rhiannon? Is she on for the threesome? You could have heard a pin drop on
was
the train.
Was he wearing cricketing whites?
Maybe he was talking about tennis. Is that a bit of American doubles?
Oh, of course.
I don't know if Brian will be on for it. And he's gone, well, if any problem from Brian, tell him I'll stab him.
There you go.
Well, geez, that's I don't know what weapon he's talking about.
Look,
maybe it was a foursome.
You can just say anything in public if you've got a mobile in your hand. Although what I love, and do you do this, Ed, you can just talk to yourself now.
What?
People just assume you're on the mobile phone.
I'll
be trying out bits for the show. I'll just walk up the street saying them aloud.
Just holding a piece of bark to your ear.
People just assume he's got a tiny invisible speaker. Now, look, we've been doing this running movie show episode quarters. And, Ed, what is that fabulous film we love with Guy Pearce, Australian movie?
Heaven Tonight?
Heaven Tonight.
Oh.
Made in 1990. Oh. And we haven't managed to track down a copy yet.
Yeah.
We will.
Really?
We will get
it. Mate, they're everywhere. It's so popular.
You're in it.
Yeah.
I didn't realise till after we called you to come in. You are in that movie.
I am.
And do you play the manager of the band in the movie?
I do. I play the manager of John Waters and Kim Gingell's band.
Right.
Because they're the old-fashioned one, the ones that use guitars, not like Guy Pearce's newfangled synthesizer band.
Who are called?
Can't remember.
Video Rodney, Curtis. How could you forget that? Video Rodney.
Really?
Would there ever be a band called Video Rodney?
Oh, I don't know.
There would never be a band called Video Rodney.
Mm-mm.
Certainly not the most popular band in Australia, which is what they are in the movie.
Mm.
Yeah.
We have got to get that soundtrack album. Nikki,
we do.
On the case. We need the soundtrack to Heaven Tonight. It's one of those soundtracks that's got songs with lots of hexagonal drums.
I love that.
Yeah,
stuff. Do-do-do-do-do-do.
And there's one lyric which is something like, I'm standing on the razor's edge, looking into the lion's mouth, on the brink of a precipice. Yeah, you know, one of those things with about just seven too many metaphors.
Cool. Yeah, yeah.
So like seven things you could never do at once. Like, I'm on the razor's edge and I'm looking into the lion's mouth. It's fantastic. This is becoming our favourite Australian movie.
So you know.
Really?
And you're in it.
I know. It was. I believe it was from the 10BA era.
Where
they just make anything.
That was a fantastic era.
Oh, tax dodge era. Loved it.
There was a film, there's a book actually called The Avocado Plantation by David Stratton from your movie show.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called The Avocado Plantation because it's about all the movies that were made in the 80s in Australia. Ooh. And apparently there was the same tax write-off for movies and avocados.
Really?
And the people who were investing didn't really care which.
Well, I know someone that invested in Puberty Blues. And
right.
I said, oh, thank you so much. You know, it's my favourite Australian film, blah, blah, blah. And she just turned back to me and said, oh, I didn't really know anything about movies. It was the tax write-off I wanted, and they brought me a couple of ideas, and I thought Puberty Blues sounded funny. I said, have you ever seen it? She said, yeah, I saw it once. I like the check I got.
But that's actually one of your better films.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you read David Stratton's book, and it's amazing, because it was something like 280 films made in Australia during the 80s.
Wow.
And about 9 good ones.
Yeah. I was in a couple of them in Perth, a couple of kung fu films.
We are going to talk about that, because we are doing Crime Watch later on Talk Back Mountain, and you are in two of Australia's finest crime movies.
Oh, I'm always the cop or the barman.
Yeah. Constable Lambert is the character we want to discuss, but let's not get too movie obsessed. It'll turn into another movie show. Do you want to stick around, Cordis?
I'd love to.
And we're hoping you'll be headbutting both of us before the end of the program.
Mm-mm.
There'll be plenty of cause. That'll be you too with Beautiful Day. It's Get This Around the Nation on Triple M. Matthew Quatermain is our co-host this morning.
Yeah. Honoured, honoured.
He's got children.
Yeah. How many?
Two. Four-year-old and seven-year-old yesterday. The boy was seven. Oh, nice. Little Lloyd Jesus.
Is that really the name?
Well, that's the one we've given him because he walks on the bathwater, you know.
Right, so seven, he'd have his own website by now.
Oh, for sure. I keep getting in trouble because I'm singing Happy Birthday. My wife's going, will you keep it down? I'm so out of tune.
Really? Well, you're going to feel much better in about a minute and a half.
Okay.
I assure you of that, because we're talking about websites.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. And it has a website, but it's just, you know, there's a lot
Tony,
of talk. And
Tony's very, Matt, Tony's been very down on my website.
Well, it's just, really? it's
not,
all...
Not downloading.
No.
Down.
No. Downtrodden on my website. And yesterday he promised a jingle or something. And
well,
it's
all shop front.
It's cynicism from you, Martin. You
think I've been negative about
yes,
the segment.
Very negative.
And you don't think that I've actually recorded a theme song for it, do you? You don't think that I got in real bloody early this morning. Okay. So sit back and try to enjoy.
Ed Cavalier's webpage. There's been a lot of talk, but not on air. I mean, wouldn't you have thought he'd provide some examples? Instead he just talks it up. Ed Cavalier's webpage. One click and you will say.
Oh, how good is this?
Or so he claims.
I'm invincible. I got my rocks off.
But what about the rest of us? He talks the talk. But where's the f***ing proof? It's just not there. Like the time that he said he was going to panel the show. Oh, and don't forget the time that he came up with a topic to do. Tell us what you'd steal from the zoo. And someone called and said,
I'm paying money. The girl's happy. She's got no money. I got my rocks off. Oh, how good is this?
Thank you very much. That's Singing with the Stars, me and Rex Hunt.
Oh, yeah.
My vote. You got my vote. All right, Martin.
You've got to read something out, finally.
Look at this. Look at this.
5 weeks of shop front and sizzle. What do you got?
I got some content. All right, these are the highlights. I want to say hello, Dee from the East. She suggested that Mick Molloy and I and some livestock are in a relationship. Hello, Celia from Melbourne. She suggested Chad and I are from Nickelback are in a relationship. Hello, Hamish from Melbourne. He wants $20 for smokes and tells me I should really wash. Amelia from Brighton. I can't read any of that. Ashley from Melbourne. He says I'm a bit psychotic. Thank you for that. Kate Evans from Windsor. She wants to go on a date and for me to bring some lollies. Hello, Lyndon from Melbourne. He's weenie is caught in my car door and everyone's been staring at it for 15 minutes. Hello, Joe Driscoll. He's lost his pants in broad daylight at Flinders Street and he thinks the nutbags are staring at him.
Am I suddenly on a telethon?
Yeah. Send money, please. Hello, Yappo from Cree Rup Rup. He reckons I can't make a good conversation. He's right. Hello, Clitoris from Pleasureland. Can't read any of that. Hello, Andrew from Mount Waverley. He wants to have a running race in the nude. He says, okay, we start here. You naked? Good. Okay, waiting for your mark. And then I lose the race. Hello, Josh from Brisbane. He wants to check my prostate. Hello, Kylie from Tasmania. She wants to jump under my shirt and crack a couple of neon sticks. She says, trust me, it'll work. Don't worry. Hold out your shirt. Okay, I'm in. Now crack the sticks. Your nipples have lit up. Hello, Anastasia from Taylor's Lakes. How long has she been into Nickelback? Not long. They suck. Hello, Matt from Geelong. His eyes are hurting. Why? Because I'm so ugly. And hello, Shazza from right here, right now. You win because when I asked you a question, you just typed nod.
Wow. And that's just from day one.
Yeah. There is a prize, of yes. course. Shazza from right here. I've got a Catwoman poster, Matt. And ooh. I flipped it over, and on the back I've written Get This, and then I've drawn a picture of everyone involved in the show.
Wow!
And that's going to get sent out to you.
And that's the side that goes on the wall, not the Halle Berry side.
There's a choice there, Matt.
That's right. If you don't like looking into drawing of radio personalities, which is probably the case, check out the nogs on the Catwoman. I've been getting a lot of emails about you, Ed. Listen to this. I would like to see a call girl as a prize on Get This. Let's see Ed get this from the $2 shop.
Really?
Challenge.
I've been down to the $2 shop for ages.
Gift Emporium.
And I live there.
I, near our $2 shop, about three doors up, the $4 shop opened up.
No way.
No. It's a rivalry between the
twice
two.
Twice as nice.
Exactly. So anyway, just one other email. Now, I know, Matt Cordemay, you are, like us, a fan of Deadwood.
Oh, how love the Deadwood.
How Swearington. Good is it?
Well, I was about to burst into a quote, and I went to about 30, and I can't say a thing.
It's nothing, because people accuse us of being negative about Big Brother. We're just tearing down Big Brother. We're saying it's not heritage television.
I know a woman friend of mine, in her 40s, just does it to check out the bodies on the blokes. Well, that's about it. Eye candy.
Well, there you go. But see, I'm just saying, okay, why not just for one night, instead of sitting there watching the farting competition on the couch between Jamie and...
whoever.
Some other idiot.
A cushion he thinks is a person.
Just go and get the DVDs of Deadwood and check it out.
Yeah, yeah. I hate the conversations on Big Brother. You know, it's always like, gee, you're really special. Why? I don't know, because you really like me. Wow, we've got a lot in common because I really like me too.
Whereas you can hear, as Dave Groney puts it, Shakespearean swearing.
Yes, it is Shakespearean.
And no beeps. Deadwood. But I don't want to imply it's just a whole lot of foul talk.
Oh, no.
It's, you can actually, you know how you can feel yourself getting dumber?
Yes.
Watching Big Brother?
Yes.
You can feel yourself getting smarter watching Deadwood.
That's good news. Oh, yeah.
It's like a way of reversing.
It's based on a real place.
It's true.
It's based on an actual town. Wilbur Hickok's in there.
Traralgon, I think.
Yeah.
Quite possibly. But no, go and check out Deadwood. But the reason I bring it up is because somebody has just emailed us. Who is that? Oh, it's Warrior Chris.
Hey, Warrior.
Hello, Warrior Chris. He says, new episodes of Deadwood are starting on June the 11th. Now, I'm hoping he means here in Australia.
It's during the World Cup, Tone.
Oh, no.
Ooh. Yeah.
You'll be over in Germany swearing. All right. Well, we'll try and have an update on that. And next up, I think we're going to hear from Bill Shorten. That'll be on Get This. That's those Red Hot Chili Peppers. Yeah. Danny California off the new album here at Get This on Triple M. Ed, do you remember the other day we were talking about the Mona Lisa? Matt Cordemay.
Oh, yeah.
Is with us.
Yeah.
Did you hear about this story, Matt, where there's a bloke in, where is it?
He's Japanese.
Japanese.
Mm.
And his job is to come up with a voice for the Mona Lisa.
Yep. I saw it last night.
You saw the voice?
The voice. I heard the voice.
Have we? Because we haven't heard it yet, but I think Maddie from production has got a clip. Here it is.
Sono Mona Lisa. La mia storia è avvolta dal mistero. Alcuni credono che io sia Maria Maddalena. Altri la Gioconda.
Right.
Isabella d'Este.
Yeah. I wonder
o la madre di Leonardo da Vinci.
Is that Italian with a Japanese accent?
Altri ancora.
With a computer accent.
It's kind of metallic. Yeah. Sounds a bit Dalek-y to me.
She said, I can translate. You can get a Mars bar and a Coke when you go and see the Da Vinci Code.
But that's so the guy has worked out that voice just from the painting.
Yeah,
he's the top.
No, what he did is he mapped her face from the painting. Then they made a skull of her head, and then from that they worked out how she would sound.
Right,
But
and the answer was like a darling. Hello, I'm the Mona Lisa. You will obey. Fantastic. I reckon our ones were better. Who did we have?
Rex
Hunt. We've had a lot of people saying, can you just play that Rex Hunt clip without talking over it because we want it for our ringtone?
Yes, this is the next chart that we should try and get conquering or something. The ringtone chart.
All right, so I know we've played it 1,000 times, but let's just try and be quiet so that people can queue up their whatever technology they're using these days and get this for your ringtone. Here it comes.
I'm invincible. I'm paying money. The girl's happy. She's got no money. I got my rocks off. Oh, how good is this?
So you're saying we could get to the top of the ringtone charts with that? But which bit is the ring? Would it just be, I got my rocks off?
That's it.
I got my rocks off. I got my rocks off.
No, the whole thing would just play as a sentence.
Yeah, the whole thing, because you've got to have the bit about the woman's happy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's got no money.
Yes.
That's our favourite bit.
How long are we going to have to wait before another clip like that comes around?
I don't know. You get about 3 a year.
Oh, okay.
You know, remember when Pauline Hanson said, please explain?
Oh, yeah.
It was just every... take a week off radio, people.
Oh, yeah. Songs.
That's all we've done for you.
What else do we want to talk about? Look, Bill Shorten. Now, do you follow Bill Shorten's work?
Yeah.
He says he's got no interest in being the leader of the Labor Party.
Apparently.
He's just doing it for the miners.
Uh-huh.
But it seems to be the...
for the kiddies.
Yeah, but it's on his mind, don't you reckon?
I mean, so.
I've actually got an interview here.
Now, you haven't edited this or played with this at all?
There's a little bit of editing for cosmetic reasons.
Okay.
But this was on the Sunday show a couple of weeks ago. And sure, you know, I may have had to switch the order of some of the answers. But, I mean, it's pretty much...
Yeah.
As he said it, here we go.
Mr. Shorten, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Laurie.
Could you tell us, what do you think the whole drama said about mine safety in this country?
Listen, Kim Beazley is an excellent leader of the Labor Party. Now, he's exactly the right man to run the Labor Party.
The question of compensation for Larry Knight's widow has made the headlines. We read that she and the kids will get, $196,000. Do you think that's adequate?
The words are fine, but what really counts is strength. And Kim Beazley is an excellent leader of the Labor Party. And, you know, any speculation about myself in terms of going to Parliament early is premature.
A more general issue, the federal government, I think, is trying to push business into the federal system, the Comcare system of compensation. Now, will that improve things for miners, sir?
No, what I'm saying is that we've got Kim Beazley, let's get behind him. I mean, I'll serve in my union till the next general election.
There you go. He's obsessed.
He's obsessed. As soon as he says 100% behind him, he's gone.
Mm. My full support.
Yeah.
See ya.
Bye.
The cartoonists are already trying to do Bill Shorten.
Ah, yes.
You know who much to do?
Well, I reckon if you played him in a sketch on a TV show, you know who you'd have to get?
Who?
The guy who was Father Dougal on Father Ted, Ardal O'Hanlon.
Yeah.
He'd be a very good Bill Shorten, I reckon.
Let's fly him out. Let's keep him on standby. Teach him his accent.
Ah, yes. All that religion nonsense, Ted. I love all that. Just one thing I have to ask about. Matt Quatermain, of course, was in the Empty Pockets, and they were on the big gig years ago.
Yep.
And here's a little footnote that I'm sure a lot of people have forgotten. Do you remember when the big gig was on, and it was in the VHS era?
Oh, yeah.
People used to tape your little Lager Boys things where you and Matt Parkinson would hit each other with singlets on, because there was always a couple of frames of subliminal pornography.
That's
correct. Would you be old enough to remember
what?
This? So yeah. He just looked up from his sandwich.
We got Ed's attention. Yeah, there was always, like, it was a porn grab. It was basically, we were doing the hard sell, and that's the hardest sell you
can
get. So, and people used to, like, get it and slow it down.
How much porn?
Oh, well, actually, you know,
it was about two frames.
It's about 10 seconds or something. But, it was someone's job in there to go look. Someone took it upon themselves to go, no, sorry, I'm busy today. I'm out looking at the porn.
Yeah. Wow.
And it's tax deductible.
Yeah.
That was good stuff. We used to do on The Late Show, we did a thing called freeze frame theatre.
Yes.
Where you just have, like, 24 frames in 24 seconds. And you just go, brrr, just go past like that. Did you ever slow that down and read it? It was just all pictures of bottoms.
Was it?
Bizarre letters to the editor and actual complaints in the ABC complaints book about our program.
Ah.
And it would just go by in less than a second.
We had little messages when they slowed down the porn of, like, you dirty old man.
All right. We have, in fact, there's one subliminal Rex Hunt in every episode of Get This. If you're listening closely enough. We want to get that ringtone charts thing happening. And we want to get the listeners on board for a bit of Crime Watch action.
Ah, yeah.
That'll be next.
Get This.
This is just one bungle on top of another bungle.
The Census 1234 on Triple M.
And I think we're at number 78 on the ringtone charts with Rex already.
There's those happy tree friends.
Yes, the happy tree friends. Move over. Get This, Triple M. Next up, Crime Watch. Who can it be now? That's Men at Work on Get This at Triple M. Matt Quatermain is with us.
Lovely to be here.
Want to do a bit of Crime Watch with us, Matty?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Recognise that theme?
Requesting roadblocks in every Chips.
Not Solo One, is it?
Not Solo One with Paul Cronin. Mm. No, that's your chips.
BKC, Churl.
Were you in a Solo One? Are you that old?
No, I'm not that old.
But you were old enough to be in two of... Ed, you used to work at a video shop.
I did.
Did you ever get these two movies? Strike of the Panther, Day of the Panther.
No.
Kung Fu movies.
What were they?
Shot in Perth.
Yeah, excellent.
Just before I left, about 86.
Okay.
Directed by BDS, Brian Trenchard-Smith.
Correct.
The man who made Turkey Shoot, Dead End Drive-In.
Yes.
And, what others did he do?
Titanic?
That was him. La Notte. One with a kid from E.T. Came out here. Frog Dreaming.
Didn't he do Flown at All Sky High?
Man from Hong Kong. Bloke had a grenade in his mouth, jumped off a building, always a killer ending.
Yeah. That had Sammo Hung in that one.
BMX Bandits, he did.
Did he?
Oh, all right. Now,
curly Nicole days.
Mm. Well, one of the great Australian film directors that just seems to have been forgotten by history. BTS.
Absolutely.
You've worked with him. You were the comedy relief policeman.
Correct. And I scared the crap out of the guy who was being the cop with me because, you know, I was meant to be the stumbling cop. And I'd keep doing things like we have to break down the door and we both have to kick it at the same time. Only I'd put my foot right on top of his and I'd kick the door right on his foot. And he's like jumping around holding his foot. And they were going, it's so funny. And he kept going, he's doing it for real.
And then he ended up in the movie?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But who was the lead in that? Because it was this guy. He was like
what
a
was it about?
It was,
he
was Jason Blade, his name was. Yeah. And it was obviously intended to be a sister. I have no children, Gordon.
That's correct.
So there's all this space in my brain for stuff like that. But it was going to be like, obviously, a series of Australian kung fu movies.
That's right. And it turned out this guy was a stuntman, and the bad guy was his stuntman friend. And the fight sequences are pretty good. But he couldn't act, and his voice was so weird and high, they dubbed him.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah.
Because he was up against, I think, Rowena Wallace was the bad guy in one of them.
Yeah, Rowena was in the second one, yep.
And in the other one, it was one of our fruitier thespians, Michael Carman.
Oh, yeah. Who plays the bad guy at the flip-up Sunnies.
And he's a villain on a yacht, and he has this line, Jason Blade, at last we meet.
Something as subtle as that. And I believe we actually used one of Laurie Connell's his mansion.
Bank accounts?
His mansion. There were three mansions he was knocking down to make one.
Right.
In like Peppy Grove, you know, the expensive place in Perth. Yeah. And we used one of them before he knocked it down.
Oh, look, if only the Panther series had continued.
I'd be working now.
If we've gone back to our movie show.
A little bit.
I've done it again. We're meant to be talking about crime.
History.
Did you
get to kick any ass, Matt, in the movies?
No, I wanted to. I wanted to say, please, just give me a go with the nunchuckers. Yeah. I promise you, I'll knock myself out.
I think you drive a forklift off a jetty.
That was the big stunt.
Yeah,
the stuntman drove the forklift through a door, big corrugated door, and I was on the back, and it was a fake door.
You were off in the back. You were one of the bad guys in Shame with Deborah Lee Furness.
That's correct. I was a bikey. Bikey, barman, or cop. That's me.
Call now. Any stupid crime?
Gold Coast couple has been charged with a variety of drug offences. What happened was the police were raiding their house and they were out and they got wind of it and they called home and the police picked up and they said, have you finished raiding our house? We'd like to come home. And the police said, yeah, we're just going. I'm just closing the door. Boom. And of course they came home and the police arrested them.
They bought that, did they?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
My God.
Oh, wow. That is stupid crime. And what about this?
What do you got, Tone?
A Dutch driver who was driving along a motorway at just 6Ks was pulled over by a policeman on foot. Presumably, the officer was, strolling, ambling after the car, just stepped into it while it was moving, into the passenger seat, and ordered the driver to pull over. The 36-year-old was taken to a police station where he was found to be, get this, under the influence of drugs.
I don't believe it.
Driving.
It wasn't speed, that's for sure.
It was in Holland, so I wonder. The suspect is driving, the cop is walking. Ed, you're a young actor. I'd be auditioning for the reenactment of this if I was
I can stroll with the best. Matt, you could play the cop. I'll play the dude.
All right.
Behind the wheel.
But I'm the clumsy cop, so, you know, I'll probably go under the car.
Hey!
Some horns will go. He's starting to take longer strides. I'm going to have to crank it up to 7Ks. Belt up, everybody! That's an example of stupid crime. Are you a victim of crime?
Yeah. I remember being left at home once, one Christmas, and a poor guy, he's broken into my neighbour's place. Everyone's out. It's Christmas lunchtime. And he's really unlucky because he climbed over the fence right over the telly. I never would have seen him. So I've gone outside with the dog and a cricket bat going, right, I'm going to have to take care of this. And the dog's gone up and licked his hand.
Nice.
put the dog on a leash. It looked dangerous. And then he's looked at me and he's come out with his large mate. And there's two blokes there. Looked at me, looked at the dog, looked at the cricket bat. And I said, you seen where my ball went?
No, oh, nice.
Yeah.
We can reveal now that Matt is actually Macaulay Culkin.
Wow. Well, that's an example of stupid crime.
Dovetail?
Are we going to do a dovetail? Oh, this is the latest craze on radios. Get this, Matt. Yeah. Not enough to just call up with one topic, like what's your stupid crime you've been a victim of or perpetrated. Yeah. Got to have an unrelated one just to confuse the matter and throw the whole program into a tailspin. What have you got for us here?
Hudson Birchley from Narangba wrote into the Courier Mail and said, look, there was a time when good horses with good names won races, and now there's heaps of stupid horse names.
Oh.
Now, these are a few that I got out of the form guide. There's a horse called Jamaican Me Crazy. Another horse called Round and Mound Up Sound. I'm sure that's just a, you know.
It's just to throw whoever the race caller
Johnny
is.
Tap. Then there's Mr. Snuffleupagus.
Mr. Snuffleupagus, Mr. Snuffleupagus. It's exhausting.
Touch My Pocket.
Matt is one of the empty pockets.
No.
Quite arousing.
We've changed it to the empty pocket.
And Dignified Moment. So those are the horse names that we've got here. So look, if you'd like to just tell us a horse name that you think is a bit not so great, or you've heard one, or you'd like to have a horse called something, just dovetail.
Someone told me someone's called a horse Denny Crane.
Denny Crane. I'm Denny Crane.
Oh, really?
I'm Denny Crane.
Legal. Excellent.
All right.
That's it. That's all I got, Tony.
Do we have some prizes?
Oh, it's your idea. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. I'm scrambling here. Are the Red Hot Chili Peppers' new album, Stadium Arcadium? Do you like the Veronicas? If you do, there's their album. It's The Secret Life of the Veronicas.
Ooh,
and
of
here
them.
It is.
Two for the price of one.
The Slab of Rock 2, the videos. You can watch such videos as Faith No More's Easy, Nickelback, How You Remind Me of Other Bands You're Derivative Of, and Paul Kelly and the Coloured Girls Doing Dumb Things.
Is there a single prize in that pile that doesn't have a sticker on it from a record company saying return in 6 months?
Not at all. They're all sample products, not for sale.
So there you go. We want to hear about stupid crime. The prize pack is itself a crime. Call us now, 133353. That's La La from one of Ed's favourites, Ashley Simpson.
How did I think of him?
Those
lyricists. Wonderful.
She's making movies now, and she wants to do something kind of Quentin Tarantino. That was a quote.
Well, she might get shot early on, so here's hoping.
Yeah. And then she could be on Crime Watch. Here at Get This, Matt Quatermain. You may know him as Constable Lambert from the 1987 Australian classic movie Strike of the Panther.
That's the sequel, though.
Let's talk about crime. Who have you got there?
Hello, Ian.
Hello.
How you doing? Well, tell us about the crime.
Okay, the crime was actually, it's become a bit of an internet sensation. It's called The Broken Laptop I Sold on eBay.
Oh, now this is a bloke who bought a laptop and it didn't work. So what did he do?
Well, apparently the idiot who sold it to him after, like, refusing to refund his money had forgotten to wipe the hard drive of the disc. And it proved to hold some sensational stuff. So our hero, whose name was become Laptop Guy, he's going to be a computer, going down in computer nerd history. Has set up a blog that's basically put all this guy's details off his laptop onto the screen.
And there's all photographs of him as well, isn't there?
Apparently, ladies' legs.
Heaps of porn. There's some of it gay, unfortunately. The whole thing, and also like passport information. There's an immense amount of stuff that this twit left on his machine.
There you go. Ian, you've got a horse for us?
Yeah, how about Hooja Nickabolikov?
Yeah, is that a real one?
No, it's actually the name I saw on one of the blog spots, but it sort of struck me as a really good horse name.
Absolutely right. Let's get a syndicate going. Hello, Mick.
Hey, how you going?
Good, man. What's going on? What crime?
Well, it happened to... Well, It's strange. I was out for a bit of a job one night. Mm-hmm. Police car pulled up and said, yeah, we've been looking for a guy who's sort of similar to your description. And it turns out someone had tried to steal a boat, mm-hmm. 5 metres long, on a trailer, with an outboard and all by hand in a suburban street.
Wait a second. Oh. They just tried to run away with it?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So just pulling the trailer behind them?
Yeah.
But they pulled over this guy. Did he have a trailer with a 5 metre boat?
No, no.
Right, see, that would immediately disqualify him from the crime.
Where had you stashed it, Mick?
That's what I said to him. What am I going to... I don't even have a car, you know. What am I going to... I'm not going to take all the way up to the coast.
Run it to Byron Bay.
Was it the water police?
No.
Hey, Mick, you got a horse for us?
Yeah, Hoof-hearted.
Hoof-hearted.
I get it now.
Hello, Carrie Ann.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you? You've got a crime for us.
Sorry?
You've got a crime for us?
It's not Carrie Ann Kennelly, and you're not going to mention your own show. No.
No, that is a crime in itself.
Ooh. Don't see.
Even being referred to as her. Okay, it was in yesterday's local paper, an intruder smashed a rear window and entered a house in the Wills Lane, Calabar. Once inside, the person took a pork roast from the freezer, cooked it, then slept in a bed.
This is...
Oh,
so it's... offender was seen to have goldy locks.
That's just such a common thing. People breaking into someone's house, they've pulled off the perfect crime and then, time for a snack.
Hey, fancy cooking up a roast.
The roast pork.
Yourself.
Well, it wasn't Jewish.
Okay. There we go. Carrie-Anne, you've got a horse for us?
Yeah, actually, Dead Cat Bounce.
Dead Cat Bounce.
Is that a real one?
Yes, it is.
Unlike who farted.
Thanks, Gary Ed. Hello, Suzanne.
Hi.
How are you going?
Good, thank you.
What have you got for us? Which crime?
There was this guy in Brisbane about a month or so ago who had a big night, drunk too much, couldn't get home, couldn't find a taxi, found a car with the engine going, with the keys in, took it, drove himself home. It just happened to be the Minister of Transport's
car.
Right. Oh. But the keys were in it, you say?
The keys were in it. So where was the driver to drive a Minister of Transport?
Was the Minister in the back at the time?
Oh, something was happening around the back. And this guy just hopped in and thought, you beauty, I've got a car home. Taxi rank is a mile and a half long. And off he went and drive it home, and they found him next day with the car parked at the front of his house.
Oh, good. It's a perfect crime.
Man is the new Minister of Transport. I love the Minister of Transport. It's just so into transport, he's going to leave the keys in the car.
He's going to leave the keys in the car.
Nice bloke. Come on, everyone have some transport. I love transport.
Have you got a horse for us, Suzanne?
A horse.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one. A horse. There it comes. Like a horse. That's a horse. That's got to be worth a prize.
Thank you to our four callers. There are three prizes.
Stupid crime. Stupid segment. Stupid program.
Get this.
It's absolutely disgusting. It's incomprehensible to think that they could even possibly project that sort of a position.
For Census 1234 on Triple M.
It must be time for us to sign off. Thank you, Jimmy Barnes, and thank you, Matt Quatermain, for coming.
Thank you,
Matt. It was an absolute joy. Thank you, fellas.
You can rent any of Matt's movies that we've mentioned, I'm sure, on... I don't know if Heaven Tonight is out on DVD yet.
Oh, yeah, it's there. Well, no, it's probably only on videotape.
Yes. Out the front in the bins. Yeah. Ed used to work at a video shop.
I do.
What's the secret to selling a lot of old crappy videos?
Shrink wrapping.
Shrink wrapping.
People will buy anything shrink wrapped.
Untouched.
Hey, we had stupid crime, and our producer, Nikki, has been the victim of some stupid crime. Just turn her microphone on. What happened to you?
I found a burglar in our house, and when I confronted him, I got some of my stuff back, but he also had taken icy poles out of the freezer and proceeded to eat one in front of me.
Oh, that's disturbing.
What's that about?
They were all water by the time he got home on the tram.
Wow, so did it have a happy ending? You all right?
I was okay. Yeah, I got my things back.
It wasn't a disgruntled winner on Get This, was it? I'll get some icy poles.
Something of value.
Thank you, Matt. I certainly hope that Empty Pockets DVD finally comes out on the ABC label.
Well, trying to get it out by Father's Day.
You need to get Ian Parmenter on board, then they'll put it out. You know that chef.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That wacky shift.
Yeah, with the mustache. He's got a lot of DVDs out. Good luck to you. Thank you to everyone who called in. And our key phrase today was what, Ed?
Oh, hoof, paws, arted.
And we'll be back to wind up the week with Fifi Box tomorrow. And it's all thanks to Census. 1, 2, 3, 4.